haven't swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth. And you brought it out here and actually played with it? And actually played with it? Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crack.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. After a couple of month layoff, we are back. Every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your sports collectibles. We had to rest up for a couple of months so we could get the energy to answer all these phone calls that come in. And Vince Clementi and Bill Huggins, once again, are sponsoring this show. So they're the reason that I'm the thing that wouldn't leave.
It's great to be back.
Yes, it is. I'll tell you. And Erica Ostrowski is our producer this week. Give us a call at 312-332-3776 if you have a question about the value of an item. We've got, since we've been off for a while, we've got a really nice prize package this week. We're giving away three boxes of cards. A basketball box, 2014-15 Donruss basketball. I saw a few of these open yesterday. Some nice hits came out. A box of 2014-15 Upper Deck Series 2 hockey. And a box of 2015 Topps Hobby Baseball.
That's a great product this year, the baseball, the Topps baseball. I've opened up a bunch.
Yeah, aren't those coin and stamp cards neat? Where they've got the... The coin is from the guy's birth year, right?
Yeah, the coin's from the birth year, as is the stamp.
The stamp is also. Babe Ruth had an 1895 coin.
Yeah, it was like 1898 stamp and an 1898 penny.
Yeah, that's
pretty
neat.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, and the cards are doing well on eBay when people put those on of the good guys.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so that's a neat product. So we're giving away all three boxes. The winner will be... Have to email Vince at ERC Delivery. And Vince, once again, you're going to do the on-demand delivery, free delivery.
Yes, but if you're out of state, I'm going to deliver it to you or I'll overnight it via like UPS or FedEx or something.
Oh, so you're even going to do that out of state.
Wherever they're at, if they're listening and they take the time to listen, I'm going to get them the prize.
So last show that we had January 4th, the guy that called in from Jerusalem.
I'll get it there somehow. ERC will find a way to get it to him.
Okay, ERC. They'll get the job done. And Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions, you guys had a great February auction. While we were off the air, one of the items we were talking about leading up to it was that 1944 Who's Who in Baseball page signed by eight Negro League players, including Josh Gibson and Roy Campanella, a couple other Hall of Famers. The price realized, including the buyer's premium, was over $30,000 on that, Bill.
Yeah, that was some active bidding on that. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime that you'll never see something like that again.
No, that was really something else. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen another Josh Gibson autograph. I don't remember even seeing one before, so that was really something. And then
the only thing we ever had years ago was a single signed baseball of his.
Oh my gosh. What
is that? Old guy walked into my store, was in an old black Argyle sock. He got it at a bar his uncle owned across the street from Old Griffith Stadium. And I, at that time, there had never been one surfaced. I had no idea what it would go for. It ended up going for almost $30,000 back then.
Wow. Man, how nice was it? Like, was it an all yellowed ball and a faded signature?
It wasn't that bad. I would say it was a 4 or 5 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Nice. Very nice. Now, you also... You get cards in your auction, a lot of vintage cards. You get some high-value, even newer cards in your auctions, but then you get memorabilia. This was kind of a neat thing. You had a Danny Frisella, the old relief pitcher, I guess, for the 1969 Mets. You had his World Champions, 1969 World Champions Mets ring, and that went for around $17,000. So any of that type of stuff, memorabilia, non-sports, sports, and we'll also be talking the April auction. starts, what, actually the last, was it the 30th of March that the bidding actually starts on that bill?
Yes, on March 30th, and it ends April 9th.
Okay, so I've got a few items. That'll be, Josh said that you'll be updating the items on your site every day, but there are some sites on HugginsandScott.com already previewing the April auction, so we'll be throwing in some of those items too and letting people know what's coming up in the April Huggins and Scott auction. Now, while we were gone,
here we go.
Vince the salesman. Vince goes to me one day, he goes, so have you ever done fantasy golf? And I was like, no, I'm not doing fantasy golf. I know nothing about it. I honestly didn't even know that they had a weekly golf tournament, which is actually kind of cool. Now that he did sell me into being in the fantasy golf, I'm in. Okay. And on Thursdays and Fridays, usually the Golf Channel will televise the first couple of rounds, or at least in the afternoon, so it's something to have on a sporting event on a T-Crown on Thursday and Friday afternoons. I kind of like it. I'm not doing well, but I kind of like it. Well, a couple of weeks ago, this story is unbelievable. Okay, if you didn't listen to our show in the past, you might not know this, but we've had listeners who actually think that, and there is something to this, that Vince sounds kind of like Clint Eastwood. Okay.
Not sure about that, but okay. Go on.
All right. So a couple of weeks ago, out of nowhere, Vince picks, what's the guy's name?
Brent Snedeker. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Snedeker wins the tournament.
Yes.
The next week, Snedeker finished second to last. Vince picks him and he wins. Okay. So now I don't know if this is a coincidence or not. But Google Snedeker Clint Eastwood, and you will see at the end of the tournament who presented Snedeker the trophy. And I want to know where Vince was this day. Clint Eastwood.
You're kidding, really?
No. Google, it was my wife and I turned the tournament on. It was like the 17th hole, and they said Clint Eastwood is waiting on, like, after the 18th hole to do it. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, you gotta
okay,
be kidding. I didn't
Vince
even see
has
that.
An in.
I didn't
is Vince
that.
Really Clint Eastwood? I don't know what it is, but my wife and I were rolling that when we saw that. And then I wanted to make sure he actually did it this morning before I said this, so I Googled Snedeker Clint Eastwood, and there they are, the happy duo with
us. I see it, yes.
So anyway, Vince is doing better than I am. That's all I can
very
say.
Very lucky, very lucky.
And wait a minute, look, we've got some callers.
Up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
The only caller who has his own intro, Superman Todd, is on the line. What's up, Superman Todd?
Good morning, guys. Welcome back.
Yes, how are you?
Pretty good. Just wanted to see, I've got coming to me, I don't have it yet, but a signed pair of game-issued Mariota cleats.
Whoa, really? Now, how did you finagle that?
They're
Oregon. With your superpowers, you were able to. How did you finagle that?
I have a friend that lives in Eugene, Oregon, and he had gotten them for me.
Whoa. Boy, Bill Huggins, now, let's say Mariota's projected to be a top 10 pick in this year's draft. What do you think when the draft hits, if he's a high pick, let's say he goes to the New York Jets or something, like a big market team. There's even rumors the Bears could be. I don't think they'll be drafting a quarterback first, but who knows. What do you think something like that would be worth, Bill?
Well, what color are they?
They are mostly yellow with, like, half green, and the Nike symbol on the back is silver, and it's got the O for Oregon sewn on the outside tongue, and their promo sample tags on the inside of the tongue.
And he signed both of them?
Yes, in black Sharpie.
Okay, I mean, does he have a nice readable signature? I don't know that I've seen his signature.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, it's pretty legible. It's on the yellow. Thank God he got it on the yellow part of the cleats, not the green, so it just shows up a lot better.
I mean, your best time to sell that, I think, is right after the draft with the unknown factor still in play, because in our industry, a lot of times the unknown sells for more than the known.
Right. Like Johnny Manziel, for instance, was selling for a lot more last summer than he is right now. You know, where people think he's going to be good or could be good. And think about it. If he does go to a big market where there's a lot of collectors, they want to get his stuff. There won't be a lot of his stuff out there. So, yeah, that would be something that you would... Now, what's the latest, Bill, for instance, for you that you could get something into the April Huggins and Scott auction?
Well, I mean, with our WebGen section and everything, our last date is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of March 24th.
Whoa, geez. As long as you don't have to get things authenticated or graded or whatever.
They need to be graded or authenticated.
Yeah.
I'm going to be getting them authenticated at the Fanatic show in March. So
okay, good.
I'll probably put them in the following auction.
Yeah, the one in June would be good because that'd be after the draft, where then they'd know where he's going.
All right, yeah, Todd, I'll be at the show. I mean, if you get them authenticated there, and you know.
Oh, great! I'll swing by and talk to you.
So that's in actually, what is that? The 20th or so of March, Bill Huggins, you're going to be at Rosemont.
22nd.
Yeah.
And yeah, the 20th to 22nd, for sure.
Do you still have the ESPN radio shine, radio show sign,
Bill? Get your shine by.
Yeah.
Blow the dust off it, but we'll have it there.
All right, so Bill will have the radio show sign, so you'll know Bill Huggins when he's there in 3 weeks in Rosemont. Okay,
right,
Superman. Back to whatever Superman does on a Sunday morning. Okay, we've got another caller here. Joe from the Ville, Naperville. What's new, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good.
I've got Sandy Koufax signed batting practice jersey for the Dodgers, as well as a ball.
Well, very nice. Now, the batting practice jersey, is this one that he wore, like pitching batting practice recently to Dodgers hitters during spring training? That type thing?
It's just the standard current Dodgers batting practice jersey, the blue with the script across the chest.
That's pretty neat. Now, how do you have it authenticated that he wore it for that? Or what do you have? What type of paperwork do you have with these items?
No, he didn't wear it. I actually met him at a Dodgers fantasy camp.
Okay.
Years back. And so, I mean, he signed the ball and the jersey.
Okay, what do you think the combo of that, Bill? Maybe over 500, maybe something 500 to 1,000?
I would say yes, yeah, absolutely, Joe. The balls, depending on how sharp they are getting, 300 to 400. That jersey, the practice jersey, sounds very unique. There's probably not many of those out there.
No, that's right. Now, what would a 1965 Sandy Koufax game-worn jersey sell for? Oh, my gosh.
Right. Well, Clint Eastwood would be presenting you the check.
He would. All right. Thanks, Joe. That would be a good duo to put in a Huggins and Scott auction if you thought you wanted to.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
Okay. Have a good one. When you think about it now, the baseball season, hey, what a week for Chicago. Like somebody said yesterday, injury is a four-letter word in Chicago this week. You had Rose, who at least his surgery went well. It sounds like he'll be back in about a month. But then Kane's out for 10 weeks.
Broken collarbone, right?
Yeah, and that didn't look good when it happened. And then now yesterday, Chris Sale gets hurt. All the four-letter last names, they're hurt. So that's not good. But
the only team not touched by those four letters is another four-letter.
Don't jinx yourself, Vince. Don't even jinx yourself. Who do they even have on their roster? You got to check the roster. And I would, if I'm that guy, I'm wearing
Baez.
Extra support. Baez.
There you go.
Oh, no. Wearing extra sturdy helmet.
There you go.
Baez, that's right. You're right. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, the thing I'm worried about with Chris Sale, with pitchers, when they get a foot injury, that if they come back too soon, it messes with their delivery just enough to throw them off, and they get an arm injury afterwards.
He's got to wait till it's 100%
healed
before he gets back on the mound.
He really does.
Did you guys hear the story about, in my paper I read about what Chris Sale said happened?
Something, he was unloading something off a truck or something?
There was two stories. They said that one, and then they said there's also one where he said there was an intruder in his house, and he knocked the intruder down, tied him up, and left him on the curb for the trash.
I think he was kidding with that one, but we'll see. We'll do some research on that one. And he did like a lasso, like a rodeo man. Huh? Okay, Keith from Algonquin is on the line. Now, the number here, folks, is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're back on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. We're giving away Donruss Basketball Box, Upper Deck Series 2 Hockey Box, and a 2015 Topps Hobby Baseball Box, a triple header of a prize package this week to anybody who calls in, and ERC Delivery will deliver right to your door free of charge. Keith from Algonquin's on the line. What do you have there, Keith?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Listen, I've got a Major League Baseball signed by the 2010 White Sox. The only signature not on there would be Peavy and a couple of backup players. Also on that ball is Josh Hamilton, Steve Stone, Bill Melton. What do you think that might go for?
You know, that's kind of actually having Josh Hamilton on a White Sox ball isn't really a good thing. That's more for a boy, Keith, this is fun getting these signatures, but
how did Josh Hamilton get on that ball?
Yeah.
Well, what it was my son, he went with a friend of his, and they got to have, it was a bat boy of the day type of deal, and they got to go watch batting practice before anybody else was went into the stadium.
Okay.
And they were playing the Texas Rangers that night, and Josh Hamilton, kind of funny, but he is a very nice guy.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
And he came over to the kids and talked to them for a while, and my son gave him the ball, the sign, and that's how that
well,
happened.
Now the value is kind of, there's not a whole lot of value there. You might as well just keep getting, if you get guys that you have it with, you get them to sign it. In the future, either though, keep a theme to a ball, either if it's an all of one White Sox team, keep it that way.
Right.
If you're getting single sign balls of the better guys, that's good. If you're getting all Hall of Famers on a ball, keep a theme together. When you mess with the theme, you kind of mess with the value in it. And then you just have a very good conversation piece when your friends come over and go, you can tell them how you got that Josh Hamilton autograph, Keith.
Right. Well, so I've got another ball, too. I got a real quick question for you. Okay. 2 years ago, my son got to go watch batting practice with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay.
So he has another major league ball. He got autographed by most of the Pirate players.
Okay.
From
now,
2 years ago.
What I would do is tell him to get that team roster and try to fill it out with the rest of the guys that he can get from that team. Even if they're on different teams now, when they're around, try to get them on it. Do it that way. Try to keep the theme together.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for the call. It's time for a short break now. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. We're giving away a 3-box prize package, and all you have to do is either tweet me an item, T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, or give us a call, 312-332-3776, and you get in the drawing and you can find out what we think your value might be in a current auction. So hang in there, we'll be right back, folks.
Thanks for listening to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. If you'd like to join our proud sponsors, please call Tom Morgan at Triple Crown Trading, 630-357-7707. Again, that's Tom Morgan at 630-357-7707. Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding in Huggins & Scott's next auction begins on March 30th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event, or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
1199.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Open clogged injectors, yeah. Smooth a rough idle, and restore lost power with Gum Out Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now, get two bottles for $6 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Improve your engine's performance. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and pick up two bottles of Gum Out Fuel Injector Cleaner for $6. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, is anyone out there? Look, my name is Phil Miller, and I'm still alive. I've gone all over the country looking for people, haven't found anybody yet, but if you're still alive, come find me in Tucson. I promise I'm not a creep. I'm a very nice guy, and pretty good looking, pretty good looking. Anyway, please come find me in Tucson. I really hope I'm not the last man on Earth. God, that'd be a good idea for a TV show.
Will Forte is the Last Man on Earth. Premieres tonight, 9, 8 Central on Fox.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. We're giving away... As a welcome back, we are back. We're the things that wouldn't leave. We're given a 2014-15 Donruss basketball box, an Upper Deck Series 2 hockey box, and a 2015 Topps Hobby baseball box to one caller or tweeter. If you tweet me an item and we use it on the show, you also get in the drawing an ERC delivery. We'll deliver free of charge to the winner. Now, I picked up recently... People bring in a lot of neat stuff to T-Crown. Sometimes I tweet pictures of them, T-Crown Tom, on my Twitter ID when I see something. And earlier, I think, was that earlier this week or last week, actually, somebody brought in a nice collection of Chicago Cubs Wrigley Field programs, which was kind of neat, and they had scored them really nicely. They're not worth a ton. I mean, they have some value to them. So I was looking inside on some of them. On one of the games, Ernie Banks had hit 3 home runs. And nice. I'm thinking, wow, that's cool. So with Ernie dying recently, when I grew up, he was not only mine, probably millions of Chicago kids. He was their favorite baseball player. He was the guy in the 60s. So I thought, well, first I wanted to find out how many times he hit 3 home runs in a game. If it was the only time, I thought that's going to be good. He did it 4 times, which... You know, that was kind of interesting. He hit 290 homers in his career at Wrigley Field. So nice. that was neat. 9 extra inning homers, so he was clutch. The most homers in any inning, 73. 270 homers with the bases empty. 12 grand slams. He hit home run number 300 on my 6th birthday.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
That was kind of
neat.
Was
that at Wrigley Field?
I don't know.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm not sure about that. The pitcher he hit the most off of was Hall of Famer Robin Roberts. Ah. So he hit good pitchers because he also hit 7 off of Sandy Koufax
and
7 off of Don Drysdale.
Wow.
So that was kind of neat. 1 All-Star home run, 33 at-bats in the All-Star games. He hit 303, so that was good. And unfortunately, he never had a chance to hit a World Series home run. But Ernie Banks, that was kind of neat. And I wanted to ask Bill Huggins about this question. I actually like the programs when they're neatly filled out and they're scored. Now, I know if you have a checklist, it's more valuable if it's an unmarked checklist. But what's your opinion on scorecards? Would you rather have them scored or not scored, Bill, as far as value-wise?
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, I think that opinion has kind of changed over the years. Initially, it was, well, you'd rather have it not marked or anything like that. But I've come to find out, especially like you were saying, you wanted to check the games and see what specific things occurred on certain days. The moment in time kind of aspect of our hobby has really taken off. Certain days, tickets from those events, scorecards, giveaway things that are dated on a certain day that a specific event happened have become very, very popular. And hence, I think the fact that as long as, like you said, if it's neatly scored, yes. If it's scribbled in, that's a different story.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I think that, like, if for me, I kept a couple out of this collection. The three homer game was one. I thought that's a neat keepsake, you know, that especially if that had been the only time he did it. I thought that would have been something to me that adds value to it. Everyone would look at it differently, but I agree with Bill. That seems to be getting more popular. We've got a lot of callers waiting right now. So Al from Tinley Park is online. What do you have there, Al?
Well, it kind of piggybacks on your moment in time stuff. I've got a pair of game used cleats from Brian Urlacher, and they're from the last playoff game he won as a Bear when they beat Seattle right before they lost to the Packers in the NFC Championship game about 4 years ago.
Okay, yeah. Now, do you have paperwork with it proving that fact? Or
how? Well, the signature is PSA authenticated. Urlacher wrote on there his number, and he wrote Seattle on it, and they're very easily photo matched to that game.
Oh, wow.
I don't really have any doubt that they're specifically from that game, especially since he wrote the Seattle inscription on there.
So what do you think, Bill Huggins, value-wise on that?
Like, you're probably talking, you know, in the $300 to $700 range, somewhere in that range.
And the fact that it's from that game maybe makes it closer to seven.
And who knows? I mean, an auction, the idea of that being his last playoff game and all that type of stuff, if two or three guys get excited about it, we don't stop them from bidding.
It looks like the new Bear management is going to try to get things repaired a little bit with Urlacher, so I guess that's a good thing.
You see the impact he made once he was gone, how bad the defense became.
And when he was playing, remember that 1 year he got hurt in the first game, their defense was so bad it really did help you realize just how good he actually was.
Absolutely.
Okay, Jack from Oak Forest has been waiting. Thanks for the call, Jack. What's up?
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you, the mayor of sports radio.
he certainly is.
Yeah, and I voted 2 million times for myself, Jack.
Okay, I got two quick questions for you, Bill. First question, who are the two people that went into Hall of Fame that never played baseball?
That went
gotta be
in
a manager of some type.
Yeah,
right?
That are you talking about recently or?
No, it's been some years back.
Okay, let's see. Bill, did Miller Huggins ever play in the majors?
Oh yeah, he played for the Cardinals and the Reds. Yeah.
Okay, well, who Jack?
Branch Rickey.
That was Luke.
Branch
Costello.
Rickey. Branch Rickey's
that
a good.
That was Abbott Costello and Luke. That was Abbott Costello.
Oh, Abbott and Costello for there. Who's on first? That's a good one, Jack. I like that.
Okay, and I got a bobblehead. I think I called you in before, and I got a bobblehead by Upper Deck. Is Tiger Woods when he was a little boy, with a golf club in the stands. And it's made out of porcelain. And it's one of three. And I haven't seen any more anywhere else.
Well, that's going to be worth more than the Upper Deck Tiger Woods bobblehead that I have in a tea crown right now for $8. they make cheaper ones, too. Now, being numbered to three, you don't want to sell any Tiger Woods stuff right now until he gets his mind and body straightened out. Hopefully he does soon. But that's got a lot of value potential numbered to three, don't you think, Bill? And being porcelain?
Absolutely, but I agree with you, Tom. The time to sell that is not right now.
No, hopefully Tiger wins one of the majors this year still. The way he's looked so far with the yips on the chips, and last year he had the yips on the green, the back, it doesn't look good.
Great storyline to see him come back and be competitive and to really build up his game again and watch that process. It would be great to see.
And with his competitiveness, I don't see him not coming back, but I never would have expected he'd have the yips either. That's been kind of weird. It's a really good item, Jack. I would think at least a few $100, really, but not something that I would auction right now. Now, on this day in history, Vince Aru, this is something we're going to do regularly. What happened on this day in history?
If I don't mention that, it's Justin Bieber's 21st birthday today, March 1st.
We'd all be better off.
Your daughter. Chris Webber is celebrating a birthday today. How old do you think he is today?
Chris Webber, I'm going to say he's, I'm going to say he's 43.
Very good guess. 42.
42. Okay.
And then Ron Howard played Opie and Richie on Happy Days.
Howard. I'm going to say he's, let's see, he was young in the early 60s. I'm going to say he's 60.
61. One off.
Oh,
not bad.
There we go.
Not bad. So on March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle retired.
Right.
At the age of 37. So that's what happened this day in history. And, you know, his rookie card. Bill, I think you sold one PSA graded 5 2010 for like $5,500. Is that rookie card still keeping its value, or is it going up? Or?
Oh, yeah. Both the 51 Bowman and the 52 Tops are very, very hot right now.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I see one in your upcoming auction coming up starting March 30th.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the 52 Tops, right? And the 51 Bowman. I think both of them.
51 Bowman, yep.
Yeah.
So did you ever read the back of the Mickey Mantle Bowman 51 card? It reads, Mickey's the Yankee rookie of whom so much is expected in 1951. Everyone is talking about him during spring training, in which he hit 400. So my question to you is any Chicago young rookies from last year, this year, that you think will just take off and really can become an icon?
Well, here's two things. I was watching an MLB Network, and they showed, this was almost uncanny, they showed Jorge Soler's swing next to Vladimir Guerrero's swing.
Wow.
And it was incredible how close they looked. He's got an arm. I think he could be that type of player. I could see that happening. And of course, Chris Bryant, I mean, he looks like a Jose Abreu type hitter, where he's going to be a power hitter who hits to all fields. If he does that and doesn't try to just pull everything, I could see him being not a Mickey Mantle type player, but a Jose Abreu type hitter. So that's a couple really good ones right there.
We'd love to see it.
Yeah. We will see. I like that, Vince.
All right, cool.
We're going to get an opening for this and try to do that on this day in history with the Vince Aru, a weekly thing here.
Sounds good.
And now everybody's still waiting here. Dave from Plainfield, thanks for waiting. Dave, what do you have?
I've got a ball signed by Ernie Banks, Ron Santo, Billy Williams, Fergie Jenkins, and Ryan Sandberg.
Oh, well, now that's good because they're all Hall of Famers. So
yeah.
If you are going to add to that, only Cubs Hall of Famers, but I'm thinking that's probably with, you got five of them there. None of them are that tough of signatures, but the five together, I'm thinking 200 or 300. And then, Bill, wouldn't you think, try to get as many Cubs Hall of Famers as you can on that now?
Oh, that'd be a great theme for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a great ball.
Who's the next Cub who may make the Hall of Fame? You guys know?
Chris Bryant or Jorge Soler.
There you go.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. It doesn't seem like they've had anybody. Sosa, I don't think, is ever going to really. I don't think the whole steroid thing, I don't see him getting past it.
I think Mark Grace comes up a little short.
He's not going to make it because of the lack of power. Yeah, I don't know. Maddox is already in. So I don't know,
That ball may get old and toned before the next
night. Yeah, that's very possible. Next on the line is Josh from Crown Point, Indiana. Is it snowing in Crown Point? You guys get a lot of that lake effect snow in northwest Indiana, don't you, Josh?
We sure do. In fact, it's snowing right now.
It's almost like Boston there. Not quite Boston, but it seems like it's always snowing there.
Yeah, it's snowing in Maryland right now.
Oh, is it really? Snowing hard?
No, lightly.
Whenever, like we had in Chicago, Bill, yeah, I think it was the second coldest February ever and the third most snow, and everybody's just like, yeah, well, at least it's not Boston, whatever. You know what I mean? It didn't seem all that bad. I don't know. It's just, it's getting old, but it's not all that bad. So what do you have, Josh?
All right. I have the Michigan Stadium locker room nameplate from Tom Brady from his senior year at Michigan.
Ooh. Nice. Now, how did you come across that?
I was an equipment manager at Michigan.
You stud, Josh.
And
that's what I was hoping to hear, actually.
Yep. And my Brady senior year, I worked over the summer, and part of my job was to clean out the stadium locker room. And I was the one removing all the nameplates, and I just decided to keep a few. And Brady's was one of them I kept. It's just a very simple nameplate. But
you didn't keep his helmet also, did you, Josh?
No way.
Did you have permission?
I wasn't gonna get in trouble for something like that.
Yeah,
did you have permission to take the nameplate? Just curious.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
There you go. Now, I know you've sold a Babe Ruth locker nameplate, Bill Huggins, in an auction. What do you think a Brady would do?
Well, gosh, that's right. Is it signed by him or?
It's not. It's not. I mean, I've thought about getting it signed by him, but it is not signed.
Yeah, I would. I mean, does it have a logo on it of Michigan or?
Yeah, absolutely. It says number 10, Tom Brady, and then has the Michigan logo.
Wow,
on it.
I think all that's right. Good.
Gosh, it's hard to put a price on that because I don't know that one has ever sold, but to say it's not going to be worth several hundred dollars or more to the right person would not be out of the realm of possibility.
And when you say the words, one has never sold, that can be a good thing when it's a guy like Tom Brady. There could be a big demand for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, Josh, that needs to go in a Huggins and Scott auction, and then we'll find out what it goes for. But I think you'd be happy with it. I really do.
Cool.
Okay, thanks for the call. It's time for another short break here. Sorry for the callers that are waiting. We'll try to get you on. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. The number's 312-332-3776. You can call with a question about your sport collectibles value. We'll try to give you an estimate. We're giving away three boxes of cards to one tweeter or caller. I've got a few tweets I want to mention, so let's get right to the breaks, and we'll be right back. Thanks for waiting.
When it comes to collecting, you want to buy from a company that is all about quality. Historic Autographs is a collector-driven company that provides just that. Their unique perspective and deep devotion to collecting is evident in the products Historic Autographs creates. Their upcoming products include Celebrity 2 with 9 cards featuring the ultra-rare Macaulay Culkin as well as Sean Connery, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Judy Garland, and John Wayne. And keep an eye out for their groundbreaking 2015 Civil War Appomattox release commemorating the 150th anniversary. For more information, go to historicautographcompany.com.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike from Mike and Mike in the Morning. And Golic, when was the last time you painted your house?
Oh, years ago, and I don't even want to talk about it. Don't think my wife's even gotten over it yet.
What do you mean? Was it a mess?
Yeah, I got spots of paint on the floor, the ceiling. Quite honestly, an elephant trained to paint with his trunk could have done a better job.
Ah, but then you got smart and you called CertaPro Painters.
Sure did, Greeny. There's a reason CertaPro has been in business for over 20 years. Their painting pros arrive on time, do an amazing job, keep your home, flooring, carpets, furniture, everything protected inside and out.
That's right. To CertaPro Painters, it's not just a coat of paint. They know each home is a unique expression of you.
And their color specialist can even help you choose a color that's perfect for your home.
So look for CertaPro's wrapped vans and lawn signs and call 1-800-GO-CERTA to learn how CertaPro can transform your home.
And don't let your painting experience turn into something your wife can put in her "I'll bring this up when I'm mad at you" file.
Call 1-800-GO-CERTA or visit their website at CertaPro.com.
CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
Huge savings on your entire Mazda lineup at Liberty Mazda in Libertyville. Get 0% financing for 36 months. Get $1,500 in bonus cash on all remaining 2014s. 3, 6s, CX-5s, CX-9s, and more. Plus, yes, plus, owner loyalty trade-in bonus cash. An additional auto show bonus cash this month and this month only. Ask for my guy, Eddie Deppen. He'll have you driving today. 36 months, 2168 due at lease signing. Includes first month payment plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. 10,000 miles per year with approved credit. 1587 per 1,000 finance with zero down on select models.
These are the tickets you got for the game?
Yeah.
The nosebleeds?
So?
We're so high up, we don't have ushers. We have Sherpas.
Hey, can you afford better seats?
Have you seen that new stadium in Russia?
No.
Well, you can from up here.
Oh.
Look, I can touch the blimp.
Imagine being able to go to the games, concerts, and shows you want, sitting in the seats you want, and paying the price you want for tickets. Welcome to ScoreBig.com, where you save on every ticket, every day. At ScoreBig.com, pick the NBA, NHL, baseball, college, theater, family, or concert tickets you want. Choose where you want to sit and name a ticket price. Save up to 60% off box office prices, even on events you think are sold out. So next time, think big, save big, and score big at ScoreBig.com.
Has the game started?
I can't tell. There's a cloud in the way.
There's only one place to buy tickets and save up to 60% off box office prices. Go to scorebig.com, click the red radio button, and enter 1414 for $20 minimum savings. Save big at scorebig.com.
Get in the zone.
It's the AutoZone Tax Time Giveaway, because the only thing better than getting a refund is getting even more money. You could win a $2,500 cash prize or a $10 AutoZone gift card. Head to AutoZone for your game piece today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Game piece pieces available in store 210-2015 through 39-2015 while supplies last. Enter online 210-2015 through 39-2015. Open to legal residents of the 48 continental U.S., D.C., Alaska, and Puerto Rico at least 18 years of age. Void where prohibited. Rules at AutoZoneTaxTime.com.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're back on every Sunday morning now for the rest of the year from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, thanks to ERC Delivery, Huggins and Scott Auctions, and Historic Autograph Company this year is one of our sponsors. And we got a couple more that on the burner for coming in later in the year, so things are looking good. And we're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, 312-332-3776. Give us a call. We're giving away a Donruss basketball box, an Upper Deck Series 2 hockey box, and a 2015 Topps Hobby baseball box to one caller or tweeter. If you call in, we'll obviously use it, and you'll get in the drawing. Or if you tweet me a picture of an item and I use it on the air, T-Crown Tom's my Twitter ID. There's a couple here from Twitter. Joey tweeted, this is a neat item. It's a 2014 Stadium Series program signed, it looks like, by Sidney Crosby and Taves. And then he's got individual pucks signed by Crosby and Taves. I would think that would look good the way you've got these laid out here, Joey, in a frame. I'm thinking just those three items, if they went non-framed in a Huggins and Scott auction, I think they'd have a good shot of breaking 500. So I think that would be a neat item. Don't you think, Bill?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think we have sold those types of things before.
Yeah. Those Stadium Series, that's a popular series too. The fact that you got the two big names in on that, that's neat. And then here's a Frank Thomas 1990 Topps card with a signature that Jeff from Highland. And he says it looks a little different from what it is now. It doesn't even look real to me, actually. Sorry, Jeff. I'm not an autograph authenticator, but that doesn't look real. Now, maybe if you got that in person, maybe he did it. But if you didn't get that in person, I'd say don't bother getting it authenticated, unfortunately. Okay, let's move on to the phone calls. Larry from Elk Grove Village is online. What do you have there, Larry?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hi. I've got a Roland Garrett Chicago Bulls warm-up jacket.
Oh, I remember Roland Garrett. He had the big fro, right? Small forward, I think. He was a pretty good player, a good college player anyway. I don't think he was that great with the Bulls. But so this would be from what? Like, was he early 80s? When was he, 70s?
I think he started with the Bulls in 72. And
72, wow.
Maybe through 75.
Okay.
Now, the unique thing is he wore number 23.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, we know no one else will ever wear that number with the Bulls. Just
wondering that's true. Now, is the number on the warm-up?
The number is on the front left-hand side of the warm-up.
Ooh.
In Chicago in red and script. It says Garrett on the back with the Chicago Bull.
Now, does that help the value of that, Bill Huggins, the fact that it is number 23 Bulls warm-up before Jordan?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 23 with anything Bulls is obviously thought about with Jordan, and like he was saying, nobody's ever going to wear that number again.
So you'd want that in a Huggins and Scott auction?
I think you'd be surprised at what that may go for, especially the way he described it with all the little tags and
that's neat.
Numbers and insignias. Sure.
How'd you pick that up, Larry?
My grandfather was a volunteer for the Chicago Archdiocese, and the Bulls were practicing there once upon a time, and he befriended Roland. So
that's cool.
I had it since I was a child.
Was Roland a good guy?
He was a very nice man.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. Okay, that's a cool item. I hope you decide to auction. I'd like to see what it goes for. That'd be neat to see.
All right.
Okay,
thanks
Larry.
Much.
Next on the line, we have Pete from the South Side. What's new, Pete? Welcome to ESPN 1000.
Hi, I have a pair of boxing trunks signed by Floyd Mayweather.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
You going to get the pay-per-view?
Oh, of course.
Okay, Pete. I thought you might since you have the trunks.
That's going to be a huge fight. So many people waiting to see that matchup.
Boy, are they making some bucks for that
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Yep.
Baby. What do you think of that, Floyd? Now, are these fight-worn trunks or practice trunks or just trunks?
They're just rehab replica trunks.
Replica trunks. Is that more than a couple hundred, Bill?
probably in that range right now. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's certainly, if he wins that fight, it certainly, you could add money to it because that'll answer questions about who's number one.
Yeah, now, what about if you did have fight-worn Mayweather trunks? That would be a whole new thing.
Oh, yeah, you're now, especially if you'd want to try and figure out which fight it was related to and everything if you could, but those could be in the thousands, yeah.
Have you ever had Ali fight-worn trunks or any Frazier, anybody like that, Bill, in an auction?
No, the only guy who gave us a whole bunch of his stuff was... I'm trying to remember his name right now. He was a former lightweight. He just got elected to the Boxing Hall of Fame.
Oh,
his name escapes me right now. But we had a lot of belts that he won and fight-worn things that he actually came into our offices and signed the whole bunch of the stuff for us.
Wow, so that's cool. That's great.
You don't see much of that out there like you see, you know, game-used bats. Game-used jerseys. The fight-worn trunks and stuff like that are very, very sought after.
I was just talking to a customer yesterday. A listener was actually in yesterday, Bill, who I think it was his father had passed away, and he had cut signatures from a bunch of guys from the 20s and 30s, including Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb. And I was telling him that you guys get things authenticated at a good rate for people if they're putting them in a Huggins and Scott auction.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, they you know, if they just want to get it authenticated to keep them, then they have to, you know, get it done on their own. But those would sure be good items if he ever did decide. It sounded like right now, at least, he's thinking of keeping them. He originally came in. He wanted to know if I had some top loaders or something to put them in. When he said who it was, I was like, boy, wouldn't you think either PSA DNA or JSA slabs them now for Beckett holders? You'd want to get them in one of those, Bill?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And then you've got them. They're authenticated. They're preserved.
Protected, yeah.
Yeah, and then just make sure you keep them out of direct sunlight.
Well,
I think
you
might call in next week about some of his stuff.
Yeah, the other thing is, depending on how strong the signature is, you may want to get the signature graded. If it's
yes.
Graded, 7, 8, or 9 or something like that, that adds quite a bit to the value.
That's exactly right. And that's when you have them slabbed, they have that on there, and it can't be changed. So that's a good thing. Tom from McHenry's been patiently waiting. Thanks, Tom. What do you have?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I've got a couple of dozen 50s and 60s pennants. My mom was a Yankees and Cubs fan, and I collected them. My dad had taken me to football games, so I'll just throw a few out at you. I have a 1950 All-Star Game pennant.
Wow.
Like, really good condition. I've got a couple of Yankee pennants from the 50s. I've got a 1967 first-year Super Bowl Packers pennant.
Well, that's some cool stuff. Now yeah. Bill, doesn't it a lot of times there's certain pennants that you wouldn't think are so valuable, but they're shorter printed or variations that turn out to be really valuable. So he'd have to, like, send pictures or give you an entire list of them, and in order to get the value for them, pictures would show condition. But don't you think that would help a lot there, Bill?
Yeah, Tom. I mean, if it's something you're looking to sell some of these pennants, once we got them in our offices, we've got a good research staff who could kind of determine, like Tom was saying, is this a tougher style? Is this a tougher variation? In which case, then you're talking a whole different money as opposed to some of the more common ones that were issued.
Yeah,
right.
It's amazing how much a variation can go for, especially if it's from the 50s or whatever. Now, a Packers Super Bowl, first Super Bowl, that seems like that'd be pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen several different ones of those. I'm not sure which one Tom has, but some of those are thousands of dollars.
You know, Tom, if you can either tweet me pictures of those, or obviously if you're going to send them to Huggins for an auction, we'll see them in the Huggins auction, but if you either email or tweet me pictures of them, and then I'll put some pictures up on Twitter. It's neat stuff to talk about, you know, no matter what, whether you're selling them or not. But you have some good value, maybe great value to those pennants.
Are you looking to sell them, Tom?
A few of them, because I do have some doubles. Like, I've got some Notre Dame doubles from the 60s. My dad used to take me to some Notre Dame games, Michigan State.
Well, if you'd like to call me during the week at the office, I'd be happy to revisit this with you.
What's the number you should call, Bill?
If you're ready, Tom, it's really easy. 301-608-0355.
And then Bill Huggins will be in Rosemont. What is that, in 3 weeks, Bill, where you'll be at that card show in Rosemont? And if anybody wants to ever drop something off to Bill.
From March 20th to 22nd, we'll be there all weekend.
All right.
I've got one more. I got a 69 Cubs with a black and white team photo in the pennant.
That sells for $150 to $200.
Yeah. So you might, at the very least, you'd probably have a really good lot there, Tom, and it could be really valuable, like we say, if you have a short print variation. Kevin from Oak Forest is on the line. What do you have there, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Got a Florida State jacket signed by Burt Reynolds.
Oh, well, now that's kind of neat. Didn't he play football for them?
Yeah, I think he played, like, maybe the first year or tried out.
Yeah.
One or two, something like that, but... Yeah, he signed it on the on one of the arms saying Gold Knowles, and then I got a picture of it and everything. So,
what year is the jacket, and what year was it signed?
He signed it probably about 2-3 years ago. He was in town,
okay.
And the jacket is just a store-bought jacket, the burgundy red with the yellow leather arms.
I'm thinking probably $100 range, don't you think, Bill?
Yeah, $100 to $200 probably.
That's a neat item because he actually was a pretty good athlete and had a. Obviously a great acting career. Jason from Tinley Park's on the line. What do you have there, Jason?
Hi. I have a filled-out program and scorecard from the Don Larson Perfect Game in the World Series.
Well, now, there we go. There we're talking about... Actually, when we were
Moment
talking
in
about...
Time.
I almost said the Don Larson Perfect Game when we were talking about filled-out programs.
Yep. Yep.
Now, have you ever had one of those run, Bill?
Yes, we've had those, and a lot of times they come with the tickets or a ticket stub from the game and stuff like that, and that's still a very, very sought-after item. A nice, neatly scored program. I guess it's from Game 5 of the World Series. They're in the $300 to $400 range. The ticket sells for, probably twice that if you had the ticket stub from the game.
Do you still have that, Jason?
You know what? I am not sure. It was my grandmother's, and my mother actually has it in her possession, so I'm not sure.
Okay, do some digging. Hopefully your grandmother saved a lot of other memorabilia there, Jason. If she has any other things like that, you might be in good shape.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Thanks for the call. Now, we're talking about the Huggins and Scott auction. They have at HugginsandScott.com previews of the April auction, which the bidding begins March 30th. There's some neat stuff on there already where, for instance, there's a 1953 Bowman Color Baseball complete 160-card set with 30 PSA graded, including PSA 6s of Mantle, Musial, Campanella, Berra, and Nellie Fox, a $1,500 minimum bid. I really have always really liked that set. There's something about that Stan Musial card I always really liked. But that's a neat set. Is that what's one of your favorite old sets, Bill?
Well, I always like the 57 set.
That's a great one too. It really is. Yeah, that might be. I like 53, the 57, and the 61 was kind of neat because that's the first one I ever actually remember seeing was a 61 air and sticks in my mind. That somebody had showed me, it was an older card at the time, and I was like, oh, was that Nate? It was all beat up.
Did you collect a lot of cards as a kid?
We, as many as we could, yeah. They were nickel packs, and we used to get them when we'd go to my grandma's house in Aurora, actually, and there was a candy store right near there. We'd play baseball all day long. If we ever could get a nickel or a dime or a quarter, we'd go down there, pick up the cards, chew the gum.
Wow.
And we did usually throw them in a shoebox. At one time, we had a cigar box. Nobody smoked cigars. I have no idea where we... Maybe the store gave it to us. Who knows? I don't know. But don't forget to check out the Huggins and Scott previews. They have new items every day will be added to that, and the bidding starts March 30th. Bob is in the car. What do you have there, Bob? Drive safely, Bob.
Yeah, I have a 19 Black Sox pennant with Charles Comiskey on it.
Really? I've never seen one of those. Bill, have you had one or have you seen one?
I want to say I may have seen one. I'm not sure exactly what it is, Bob, that you have. But if it is a 1919 White Sox pennant, you're definitely talking thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yes, it has. It's got like a picture in the corner of just the side view of him with baseball bats kind of around his head, and then on the pennant part of it all, it just says sock.
Wow.
Back with white lettering on it.
Are you computerized where you could take a picture of that and either email it or where I could tweet a picture for next week's show?
Yeah, I will try to do that.
Okay,
I'm going to be traveling a little bit this week, but I would try to do that.
Okay,
sure.
My Twitter ID is tcrowntom. You can do it to my attention, or tom@tcrowntom.com is my email. Or if you are going to sell it, if you want to put it in the Huggins and Scott auction, obviously we'll all see it then. But I'd love to put a picture up on Twitter so people could see that. That's a neat item. That's a valuable item. And in good shape, that's a really valuable item.
Yeah, so. it's in good shape. Yeah,
well, keep in touch with us, Bob. We like that item.
Okay, well, thank you. Have a good day now.
All right, thanks for the call. We're already at the end of our first comeback show here. we have a lot of comebacks,
don't
we?
That was fun. First day back.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Now, I'd like to thank our sponsors here. Don't forget now, this show is back on because of Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions, Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, and now we've got another sponsor, Historic Autographs. Now, he's going to be on with you next week, right, Bill, from the Philadelphia show?
Yes, Kevin Hefner, for the owner of Historic Autographs, will be on with me next Sunday morning.
He's got some neat stuff, some neat product. I know they had one product where they had a 33 Gaudi card or a 30s card with a cut signature with it. That was a neat product. So
Kevin could give our listeners a real good tutorial on how they go about probably putting together such a product like this and what it takes to gather up all these autographs and come up with a theme. And
how he's come up with
them.
Yeah, very good. Now it's time to do the drawing.
All
Vince Clementi.
The winner this week is Dave from Plainfield. Dave, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. We'll talk, and I'll get you your delivery free of charge.
All right, very good. Now, I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We are now back on the air every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. So you can always tweet me an item during the week. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and you'll get in the drawings if you do that, or hang on for next week's show or future shows and give us a call. Have a great week, everybody. Drive safely. Spring is right around the corner. Have a good one. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. If you'd like to join our proud sponsors, please call Tom Morgan at Triple Crown Trading, 630-357-7707. Again, that's Tom Morgan at 630-357-7707. Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding in Huggins and Scott's next auction begins on March 30th. Huggins and Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsandScott.com to register for their event, or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service, 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199. 611.99.